You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we can bring down the recommends. Do we want to play the Lochmas music or no? No, right?
I mean, no, not really. What? Oh, can we play Thanksgiving song again?
Yeah, Jake, do we have the holiday theme? Like, the police fight? Oh, hell yeah. Okay. I bet a lot of
now we're in,
Michigan.
The postseason, so we changed the song. Now we're in the postseason, you know?
Yeah, I like it. And I'm happy because I bet a lot on Michigan. And that was really awesome. Michigan taking care of Ohio State. So I'll read off a bunch of results.
That game was really fun.
It was great. So Michigan.
Bring my college ball right now. Yeah.
Michigan takes down Ohio State. Michigan's going to play Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Michigan, a 10.5-point favorite in that one coming up on Saturday. Oklahoma State takes down Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma and Bedlam, 37-33, a big fourth quarter comeback for the Pokes in that game. Oklahoma State, a 4.5-point favorite against Baylor in the Big 12 championship game. And what was just an absolutely wild Iron Bowl. Honestly, like, Auburn should fire Brian Harsin for what happened at the end of that game. Like, the mismanagement that led to Alabama winning that game. Like, just disgraceful coaching. Like, scaredy cat. Cowardly coaching from Brian Harsin leads to Auburn losing that game and Bama kind of like a new lease on life heading into the SEC championship game. So Georgia kills Georgia Tech. Bama survives in 4 overtimes against Auburn. It's like the dumbest overtime system ever, these 2-point conversions. Anyway.
Not great.
Georgia, a touchdown favorite against Bama in the SEC championship game. We've got updated futures market, championship odds at Bet Rivers, Georgia -200, Michigan and Bama both 5-1, OK State 10-1, Cincy at 20-1, and Bryce Young is your new favorite to win the Heisman Trophy at -200. CJ Stroud of Ohio State loses to Michigan at 4-1, Kenneth Walker 11-1, Kenny Pickett 11-1, and Desmond Ritter at 50-1. I think Bryce Young would be like the worst Heisman Trophy winner like of all time. Like Troy Smith comes to mind, I guess.
Troy Smith is pretty bad.
I just laid out a lot for you there, Ken. You are our college football guru. What stands out to you and why?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We'll do title and Heisman first. We'll work backwards just because we have like 5 minutes to play with here. Heisman's a pretty quick discussion. It's almost a wrap, actually. And it's, you're like, oh, well, really? Like, Stroud can't win. He can't catch Bryce Young. I mean, I guess he could win. I guess somebody like not listed could win technically, because nobody, even the chatter among people who have votes is that they don't know who to vote for. So like, there's a part of me, this is like, I don't want this to be taken out of context, but I was thinking about this and I go, like, if Georgia destroys Alabama and Jordan Davis has like 3 sacks and like a fumble forced for a touchdown, would everyone just be like, whatever, Georgia was the best team all year. Their defense is the dominant unit of like this decade on a defensive standpoint. Should just some member of their defense get it, because we don't want to give it to anybody else. And I mean, Jordan Davis is like 50-100-1. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there's a part of me that's like, man, if that game plays out like that, The problem with Stroud catching Bryce Young is Stroud's done playing. No more games left. Like, he's done. Like, it's tough to build a resume to catch someone. Forget, like, holding onto a lead. Like, if he was firmly entrenched, like Lamar Jackson, basically, like, if he was firmly entrenched as the guy, and then Young had to catch him, then this would be a lot more interesting. But that's not the case. The Bryce Young drive against Auburn is probably going to end up being the Heisman moment of the season. Like, that's probably how it's going to be remembered. And it's a wishy-washy Heisman. It's like a watered-down Heisman moment, and it's a watered-down Heisman candidate, and it's a watered-down pool of other candidates. Like, that's probably the Heisman moment of the season, is, like, drive to keep him in the playoff race. We'll see what happens against Georgia on Saturday. So it makes sense. Like, if anything, he should be a bigger favorite a little bit, probably, because how is... Like, if Bryce Young has a bad game and they lose to Georgia, is he going to be penalized for that to the degree that Stroud will win? And I think that's very unlikely that that can happen. Even a terrible performance, you know, it probably just makes the vote a little closer, I guess. But Ohio State didn't make their conference championship game. So, like, we're going to give Stroud a lot of benefit of the doubt. So this is not identical. It reminds me a little bit of the Jokic MVP like market when we did that, where Jokic was a favorite, but it's like, man, he has to be a way bigger favorite than this right now. Not that he has to win, but just like, what is the actual percentage that he wins? You know, I haven't scoured cheap. I have Bryce Young for a little bit. He was actually one of the guys we talked, thank God it's not Stroud, that we talked about earlier in this year as like a time to buy on him going into an easy stretch. Could be a short price depending on what you can find for Young in some other places. I'll do title here for like 30 seconds. The bet would be Michigan, but it's been bet everywhere, and it's like way too low in most places. Like, that would be the bet, because it's the pivot point of whether you want to make a bet on the futures market right now is, if Alabama loses to Georgia, do you think they make it or do you think they don't make it? If you think they don't make it, if they're at like lose and you're out to Georgia, then the bet is Michigan. Michigan will play in the non-Georgia semifinal, and then they will play Georgia in the title game. And like, Michigan's going to be the second best team in the playoff. It's going to be Georgia, Michigan, Oak State, Cincinnati. Like, yeah, you don't want Michigan at like 8 and 10 to 1 when Alabama doesn't make it. Just something worth considering with that market, too.
Also, if the number is going to hold at 7 this week for Georgia-Alabama, I am 100% betting Alabama.
Yeah, my number in the game, which at college football, it's a little tougher. There's more wiggle room. My number in the game is 5, basically. It's Georgia by 5. So, like, could they steamroll them? 100%. Is it likely to happen? I'm not so sure. Like, we start to get to 7. We start to get more than 7, maybe. I'll probably have some bets on the totals and some of the other games, too. Unders, I think, are going to be a theme for Friday and Saturday.
A Georgia tease with an NFL team? Georgia Cardinals teaser?
Future pros with actual pros teaser. Love it.
Amazing. All right. So that's, we'll do a lot more college football over the course of the week, obviously, on You Better You Bet. But coming up next, we turn our attention back to the NFL, a chat with Dave Dameshek of the Extra Points Podcast Network.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.